Good morning, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. Good to have you with us here on the Mark Steiner Show. Let's begin with June the 12th. This is our day in history. And let's start with two of the things that really pop out on this day in history to begin with. And on this day in 1963, Medgar Evers was assassinated and killed in front of his home. It is a day that will live in infamy. It was a day that it took 30 years for his murderer, this white supremacist, Barndle Beckwith, to be brought into custody and to be convicted. He was shot outside of his home. Medgar Evers was a World War II veteran. He was a man who fought. No, he wasn't just a veteran. He was at D-Day. He was at Normandy. He came home to become a civil rights leader in Mississippi. In 1954, became Mississippi's NAACP's first secretary of that organization and went out to organize every county in that state to organize people for the right to vote. He began an investigation of the murder of Emmett Till, and a public investigation, and testified in the 1955 trial of the men accused of that murder. He was just a fearless warrior for civil rights, for freedom, who was gunned down in his driveway. And there's some very moving testimony of that day by his wife. On this day, we remember Medgar Evers and remember him in song and his voice. We can get all the audio running for us here during the course of the program here on the Mark Steiner Show today. And this day is Anne Frank's birthday. She was born in 1929, made famous by the Diary of Anne Frank. And on this day, her birthday, she was given her diary by her father while they were in hiding. That began the diary she wrote that became the famed diary of her hiding from the Nazis. And this is her birthday and the day she was given that diary. Well, a couple more quick things that I think are very important this day. In 1840, there was the World Anti-Slavery Convention convened in London and to take on slavery in the colonies on this day. And on this day, in 1967, this is a day that Loving versus Virginia was decided by the United States Supreme Court, that decided that interracial marriage was legal, that the Southern rules against interracial marriage were illegal. And what was lovely about this couple is that they remained together forever, that they were just a regular working-class couple, he white, she African-American, and Native American, that she then later became somebody who also spoke out for the right for gay and lesbians to marry in this country, thought everyone should have the right to marry. She was an amazing woman. On this day, that famous decision was made. On this day in 1994, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were murdered outside their home in Los Angeles. That became the great O.J. Simpson saga on this day in 1994. So that is this day in history. Let me just say that we do have some of that rolling, so we're going to just leave before we go to our next segment here with our guest from the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. Let's hear the take we're going to open the show with, which was the take of Medgar Evers and his wife. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Medgar was unusual in the sense that he was so committed to justice and equality and was willing to pay the price, knowing full well that at that particular time he was putting his life on the line.
I've had a number of threatening calls, people calling me saying that they were going to kill me, saying they were going to blow my home up, and saying that I only had a few hours to live.
It sounds like he almost knew.
He did.
On June 12, 1963, a young Merle Evers and her three children were inside the family home in Jackson, Mississippi.
I recall the kids saying, "Here comes Daddy, here comes Daddy."
The children knew the sound of Daddy's car.
And they pulled in the driveway behind my car.
What do you remember about the day Medgar was assassinated?
How he kissed the children, how he kissed me, how he walked out of the door, got in the car, came back in.